My name is Dr. Jeffrey Burke. I'm a naturopath and a master herbalist and the host of the Staying Healthy radio show. My show airs Monday through Friday from 8 to 9 a.m. I bring you the best guests in the industry and the topics that are relevant for today's health. The shows stream live at 8 a.m. And for those of you that cannot listen live, my shows are now podcast daily for on-demand downloads at my webpage, drjeffreyburke.com. The show is sponsored by Stay Healthy Health Food Store, Las Vegas's oldest independent health food retailer, now in their fourth decade in the Las Vegas Valley. They're located at 840 South Rancho Drive in the Smith Shopping Center. Go in and see what a local retailer can do for you. Great selection, the most knowledgeable staff, the highest quality products, and amazing prices. The hours of the store are Monday through Friday 9 to 7, Saturdays 9 to 6, and closed on Sunday. I'm looking forward to talking with all of you soon. Stay healthy. Hello and welcome back to the Staying Healthy radio show. I want to thank you for taking the time out of your morning to stop by, tune in, and walk away with information vital for your good health. Today we need to stack up this information, pack it in, ask the right questions, and make sure that we have it at our fingertips because we need it more than ever. Don't get me wrong. There's a lot of great information out there, but there's a lot more misinformation and confusion. And let's face it, part of our human nature is that we definitely want to hear what we want to hear. And we want to make sure that we are spending that time, you know, talking with people that are going to make our lives better and healthier and all that good stuff. But we got to do our homework. And we also have to be realistic. And we also have to be honest with ourselves. Are we taking good care of ourselves? No. Are we getting the rest we need? Are we eating the foods we should be eating? Are we supplementing our diet correctly? Are we decompressing, managing our stress, boosting our immune system, living on the positive and kicking the negativity to the curb? No. Should we be? Absolutely, because these are the things we can control. What we can't control is the germs and the viruses and the craziness in the world coming at us. But we can control how we react and how well prepared we are for those things coming at us. Every day here on the show, Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 in the morning, I bring you the best guests in the industry. The movers, the shakers, the educators, the company founders, the presidents, the people doing the work, the people out teaching in the trenches to make sure that we have the availability of great knowledge as well as information and high integrity products to choose from. Now, I'm on the air. I'm in my 38th year on the air. I'm really a stickler about who I bring on my show. When they have great quality products with an amazing philosophy, I want to talk to them. But some of those good companies, if they sell and then they change their formulas and they back away from their original ideals and things are different, chances are I back away as well. You'll never hear me say a bad thing about a company because there's too many awesome companies to talk about the good. So that's what we do here every day. Remember, if you can't tune in live to the show, courtesy of Lotus Broadcasting and my awesome producer, all of my shows are recorded. They're podcast and archived daily and put on my webpage, drjeffreyburke.com. Part of the process of getting healthy is getting those questions answered. I send you to Stay Healthy Health Food Store. Not only are they your one-stop full-service location for everything health and nutrition, they are Las Vegas's number one, I would say, location for information. They're also Las Vegas's oldest independent health food retailer in their fourth decade in the Las Vegas Valley. What is Stay Healthy all about? Education, knowledge, selection, quality, great formulations, great prices with the most knowledgeable staff dishing out peace of mind in a full service environment every day. You'll find them at 840 South Rancho Drive in the Rancho Town and Country Center on the northwest corner of Rancho and Charleston. Open Monday through Friday 9 to 7, Saturdays 9 to 6. They're closed on Sunday. Remember to visit their new webpage, StayHealthyLasVegas.com. They've done a beautiful job, and it's still a work in progress, but boy, it's getting there greatly. You can actually scroll down, print a coupon to use on your next trip to the store. And of course, if you enter your email address, you'll start getting their newsletters, which are quite good. I actually got the last one that they did, and it was really, really good. I read the entire thing. So good stuff, good information coming out of the store. And remember to stay connected to them. Make sure you give them a thumbs up on Facebook. Well, today, Ted Parker is back with us, and we're going to be talking about the line of products from Vibrant Health. I think you're going to really enjoy this. Their products are very high quality with great high integrity raw products that are in these formulations. So they definitely have my stamp of approval. Ted Parker, president, holds degrees in management and marketing from St. John's University. He has an extensive background in sales, working for Xerox for many years. And as a professional, Ted found himself spending many days on the road. This lifestyle was wrought with stress, eating street food, and burning the midnight oil. I get that. After many years of lifestyle, this kind of lifestyle, Ted was diagnosed with IBS. Through the personal health journeys he and Paige bonded, he found one product above them all that helped him with digestive issues, Green Vibrance. In 2002, he and Paige met Mark Timmon, founder and formulator of Vibrant Health. Shortly after this meeting, Ted interviewed and became the head of sales for Vibrant Health. In 2007, Paige and Ted acquired Vibrant Health. Now, that's a good thing. You get it for the right necessity, and then you have a passion, and then you take over the company. That shows you the passion and the quality of the formulations. Help me welcome my guest, Ted Parker. Hey, Ted, how are you today?
Good morning, Dr. Burke. How are you?
I'm great. So glad to have you back.
It's good to be back. You know, I was just in Las Vegas not too long ago, about 3 weeks ago, and I should have come by, so I apologize. I would love to have paid you a visit. We went to the supply side show, and I don't know that you've ever been there before, but it's where we source most of our raw materials, and it's quite an exciting show.
Oh, I've been to many of those, and I've been to every Expo West since the very beginning. So, yeah, I just didn't make it this year. I had some other pressing engagements, but I didn't make it this year, but I would love to see you. We'll get you next time around, or maybe I'll see you at Expo West.
Absolutely.
You know, I was talking to someone the other day about your line of products, and they asked me what I thought about it, and, you know, because people, you know, send me messages all the time. And I just said, you know, they said, what do you like about the line? And I said, the consistency and the integrity of the formulation. If you buy it today, if you buy it next year, it's always going to be the same. Unless they decide to make it even better, it'll be better. But it's never going to diminish in its quality. And to me, that's consistency, integrity of formulation is extremely important. Because it's kind of like that idea, if you have this favorite restaurant that you love. And every time you go there, you get the same thing because it's always good. But then you send somebody there and the food is terrible. And it's always frustrating because they changed the menu while you weren't there.
Yeah.
So I don't like that. I like consistency or better. And I think you guys have been able to achieve that. And the people that use your product, they stay with it.
Yeah. So, you know, going to these supply side shows, and there are two of them that we go to every year, Supply Side West and Supply Side East. You know, we're always finding unique raw materials, and we start to look at the research and look at some of the peer-reviewed studies on the materials, and if we deem it to be efficacious or to a benefit to the formulations, we will update the formulas. So we call that a practice of formula obsolescence. So you're right. I mean, when you do look at our products, they are usually better when there's a version change. So, for example, our flagship product, Green Vibrance, is now version 18.1. And version 18.1 represents the 27th revision of the formula in 27 years, but it's always gotten better based on our understanding of nutritional science, which is ever-evolving. You know, we're constantly learning. We've never professed to know it all, so we're always looking to see how we can make the formulas better.
You know, I've learned along the way that if you are someone who founds a company and you create your products out of necessity because of the fact that you needed it or someone you know needed it or a family member needed it, those products have a lot of love and intensity of focus on them. And for you, you came to it because of the need. And you now have the company, not only because of the need, but because of what transpired and what you see in the big picture for so many other people being helped and giving them relief in many areas.
Yeah. I've seen that in this industry quite often, that many folks are brought to the industry because they've had some personal struggle, health struggle, and they found something that really turned it around for them. And, you know, there are these things happening every day to people, and it's just those groundbreaking moments that change you. And what you want to do is you want to, you know, help others. And that's what happened to me. I became known, even before I started working for Vibrant Health and working with Mark, I became known as that guy who's going to talk to you about this product called Green Vibrance. I was that guy because it was a turnaround for me. And, you know, I constantly am making these discoveries as I get older, and I'm still learning about, you know, who I am, this body that I have that's getting older. And, you know, I still have, you know, health issues. I mean, as we get older, we're all going to have some health issue. I don't care whether it's sure. High blood pressure or blood sugar disorder or control. You constantly have to monitor and look inside, right, to figure out what's going on inside and go get your physical and figure out, you know, what's going awry, and then tailor your nutrition accordingly and your supplementation accordingly. So we're constantly doing that here at Vibrant Health, and I'm doing that personally.
You know, the last time we talked about the Green Vibrance, and I do want to get back to that, but I also today wanted to talk a little bit about the joint and as well as the UT. Boy, I got to tell you, the UT situation, you know, in urinary tract and bladder and kidney. In fact, I can't tell you the amount of people that I hear about now that, and they're all not water drinkers. I mean, they're really not. I mean, as much as I harp on water, they're just not doing it. And, yeah. You know, but I'd love it if you could talk about the UT Vibrance, because I think a lot of people could benefit, both men and women.
Yeah, so UT Vibrance is, you know, one of those formulas that was designed to help to eradicate E. coli from the urogenital tract. So in the research, in our research, we found that, you know, 95% of all urinary tract infections are E. coli related. So we've also looked at an ingredient, I'd say about 10 years ago, called D-mannose. Now, D-mannose is a carbohydrate sugar that E. coli can't resist. It goes after it like it's, you know, warm cookies coming out of the oven. So it looks at the mannose and goes, cookies. And when it sees the mannose, it releases from the urogenital tract wall, begins to feed on the mannose, becomes suspended, and then we have the opportunity to flush it out. Right? You're absolutely right. There are too many folks going around today that are dehydrated. They don't drink enough water. They don't flush their systems enough. And unfortunately, E. coli is left to, you know, proliferate. So, you know, an E. coli, what it does is it hangs on, out on the urogenital tract wall and becomes very irritating. And a lot of folks throw cranberry at E. coli infections, urinary tract infections. And there are some E. coli that does slough off. I will admit that, but all you need is one bacteria remaining, and it starts to multiply again. So you will have some relief, and some folks will tell you, well, I took cranberry and I felt better, but then I got the urinary tract infection again. The fact is they really never got rid of it to begin with, and mannose is one of those ingredients that really lures it away from the wall, and once we have it away from the wall, we flush it out. And then we have ingredients in the formula to help keep it out, like Uva ursi and blueberry and cranberry and dandelion, goldenrod, golden seal, and parsley juice, which pinch the fingers of the E. coli and then coat. And the whole idea behind keeping a healthy urogenital tract is making it very slippery. So you have a lot of botanicals in there, like cranberry and blueberry, that make it very slippery. So it's very hard for the E. coli to reattach.
Do you find that this is a product that works both ways, both preventively in a preventive protocol for people that maybe have a history of UT infections, as well as someone who's in the midst of a painful, uncomfortable flare-up?
Yeah, absolutely. The goal here is to, we call UT Vibrance the crisis intervention formula. Mm-hmm. So clearly the first, you know, goal here is to eradicate the E. coli and make yourself better. But once that's done, we do have folks that do use UT Vibrance as a daily maintenance, but it is an expensive product because of the amount of D-mannose that we use in the formula. So we always recommend that to go into UT Biotic, which is our very potent cranberry extract product that we have that has probiotics that are indigenous to the urogenital tract. Now, that's a lot less expensive for a daily maintenance, and it keeps the E. coli out. It's just the amount of D-mannose that we use. It's the largest dose you'll find anywhere in any product. It's 5,000 milligrams. And the reason why we use 5,000 milligrams is because that's what the clinical has shown to be 95% effective. When you look at the clinical data on D-mannose, if you use less than 5,000 milligrams, the percent of efficacy drops accordingly. So 5,000 milligrams is 95% effective. 4,000 milligrams, I think if I remember, the research was somewhere around 80% effective and so on. So we really wanted to have that higher dose. So it's a little bit more pricey for a daily maintenance formula.
You know, I think the one wonderful thing about, you know, learning about your urinary tract and bladder and kidneys, I live in Las Vegas, obviously, you know, so there's a lot of people out here that are huge water drinkers in the summer. Why? Well,
yeah.
It's hot and they're experiencing the signs of dehydration, but these same people stop drinking water in the winter and then they have constipation, urinary tract, bladder, kidney infections, and their skin... Their skin starts to, Mother Nature does a dance on their face. And all of a sudden, the spring, it's warming up, and they're like, where did these wrinkles come from? And I'm like, look, you don't get to stop drinking water just because the calendar changes. And I think that that's a big part of it. But this is a great product, I think, for someone who has a history as well as is trying to preventively put things in balance.
Yeah, and you bring up a point about the dehydration. It's just, you know, I found that folks today are just so busy. They're running from pillar to post, and they forget to drink water. And only when they're thirsty do they remember. But by that time, they're already dehydrated. So you're absolutely right. It's just one of those things that we need to be more cognizant of. But in the interim, when you do get a urinary tract infection, there are solutions out there. And UT Vibrance with the D-mannose in there, it's a pretty good one.
Now, is there an age preference on this? I mean, can teenage girls who have PMS along with UTI infections use it comfortably? And
yeah, absolutely. Yeah. So as I mentioned earlier, D-mannose is a carbohydrate sugar. So it's a natural ingredient. You know, it's safe to take at any age. And young girls can take it, and the botanicals in there are also safe at the dose that we have in there. So, yeah, absolutely. And it's very effective. So I don't know if I touched on the efficacy, but we found that it's 95% effective at eradicating E. coli and remedying a urinary tract infection.
Okay. The other question is, you know, because you came out with a powder, you've got a powder and a supplement form. Is one better than the other? Is one faster? I mean, is there a preference or just get it in?
Yeah, just get it in. I hate to instruct, you know, one or the other. They're both very effective. It's just what you're going to take. You know, the whole idea behind supplementation is to take it. So instructions are to take UT Vibrance 4 times a day. And at 4 times a day, in 2.5 days, the jar is empty, whether it's powder or capsules. You're done. And for 2.5 days, your urinary tract infection is gone. You know, so either or, we are also coming out in the not too distant future with chewables. So just in case you are traveling and you don't have water, you can use the chewables as well. So that'll be out soon, and it'll still have the same 5,000 milligrams of D-mannose per serving.
Well, hopefully, you don't have the water at that moment, but you still drink a lot.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, that's the whole goal, is to drink as much water as possible. We need to flush the E. coli out, and that's the key.
You know, I talk to a lot of people about, you know, urinary tract infections, and for the longest time, I think most people figured that this was just a woman's thing. But I know a lot of men that get prostatitis, prostate infections, urinary tract, bladder, and kidney. And, you know, so we've got men and women that would benefit from this, not just a woman's formula.
Absolutely. It's more prevalent in women, but men get it too, for sure.
The other thing is, you know, I think sometimes medications that we're on and some other things that we have are also dehydrating to the body. So sometimes people may think they're drinking enough and they may increase their fluids because they still may be running short.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. And there's no substitute for getting enough water and hydrating your body every day. So I'm a big proponent of that.
All right. If you don't mind, I'd like to kind of move on to the Joint Vibrance. You know, I have not used this product, but I know people that have, and you couldn't pry it out of their hands if you wanted to, and because it has made such a difference. Talk a little bit about the Joint Vibrance. What's the philosophy behind it? Are we more preventive here? Are we more medicinal, or maybe both?
It's both. It's really both. The when you really look at all of the supplements that we have available to us to rehabilitate joints, it's interesting to look at them. I mean, they're and look at their attributes. So most of these products that we could take are either hydrating factors, they reduce inflammation, or they rebuild, right? But the thing is that we need to do all three. So when you select glucosamine, for example, or you select hyaluronic acid, you're really helping with the hydration. If you select collagen, you're helping with the rebuilding. If you select turmeric or bromelain, you're helping with the anti-inflammatory effects. So, but you really need all three, so why take one? So our goal when creating this formula was to have a comprehensive approach to joint rehabilitation, which would reduce inflammation, hydrate, and rebuild simultaneously. And what we found is that when you do all three, you actually start to repair and rebuild. We call this the comprehensive rebuilding formula. And we found that after 6 weeks of taking Joint Vibrance, we see new strands of cartilage appear under an X-ray. And that's phenomenal to see because you're actually starting to reverse the clock. You know, you're saying, wow, if I can add more cartilage and connective tissue to my joints to where they were years ago, then I'm going to have long-term benefit. So that was kind of the outcome of putting these ingredients together. So, you know, you're going to have, you know, collagen, you'll see in the formula of about 10,600 milligrams of collagen, which is a mega dose of collagen, type 1 and type 2. You have the glucosamine, hydrochloride, which is a smaller molecule, it's better penetration than a sulfate. We have the chondroitin sulfate A at 1,000 milligrams, MSM, Boswellia, boron, which is so key in driving calcium into the bone and balancing hormones, but a lot of folks don't realize the anti-inflammatory power of boron. It's remarkable. And then, of course, hyaluronic acid, bromelain, turmeric, and grapeseed extract. So it's just all of those ingredients you would buy separately, all in one formula. And the best part of the formula is that you can stop taking it after 6 months. We should have rebuilt enough cartilage and connective tissue to where your joints were years ago. And you should realize there's tremendous benefit after that period of time. And many folks just go down to maintenance dose after 6 months.
What if you are someone who is continually challenging your joints? You do a lot of lifting, you do a lot of exercising, you run a lot, you lift weights, you're on your feet all the time. If you wanted to stay on it, you know, at a little on the other dose, could you, because you know what you're doing?
Yeah, that sounds like me. So you were describing me exactly. So, yeah, I stay on Joint Vibrance. I take Joint Vibrance for at least on the weekends because I find that I work out more on the weekends. So that's kind of, I've done my, you know, my 6 months already years ago. And I've really built back up, but you're right. I am doing kind of a daily, you know, damage to my cartilage and connective tissue. And as long as you feed the chondrocytes, and that's the kind of the key here, the collagen really feeds those cells in your joints called chondrocytes that never lose their ability to rebuild cartilage and connective tissue. So if you give them the collagen, on a regular basis, they'll continue to, they're like little bricklayers. They'll continue to build on the substrate of cartilage and connective tissue that you have remaining.
The other question is there a better time to take it? You know, because some people like to do their repair work at night. Some people feel that they utilize it more during the day. I'm just your personal view.
Yeah, I'm of the first opinion that your body repairs at night. You know, so. And again, what I said earlier in the show, that I hate saying or trying to give advice as to when it's best to take a nutritional supplement that is going to benefit you. I just feel like you should just take it when it's most convenient. But if it's okay and you can be consistent with it at night, I would always recommend taking anything reparative at night. And Joint Vibrance is clearly reparative. So yes, that would be my recommendation.
Shellfish allergies, people couldn't use it, right?
You know, that's also interesting. I'm highly allergic to crustaceans. But for some reason, I don't know why. I don't know if it's some of the allergen that I'm allergic to that's in shellfish that I can tolerate glucosamine. But glucosamine doesn't bother me one bit. And I am allergic to all crustaceans, shrimp, lobster, crab, crawfish, you name it. So I think it's really based on the individual, whether or not they would be allergic to glucosamine. But, you can get a test for that, I'm sure.
Right.
But, so it doesn't bother me.
Someone just chimed in, and she says, I've got bad joints and a bad urinary tract, and I take them together.
You can take a lot of these things together, so that's fantastic.
I think what we're learning is that, a lot more people are being honest about the things that they're going through. We talk about things a little bit more than we used to. We used to kind of keep them hidden, and now it's like, the floodgates are open. Boy, we just talk about anything. But, maybe that's better because it's a realization and it's realistic and it's honest.
Yeah, but it's also helpful to others, right? So, there are times that I'm on the field. I don't like being in the office a lot. I like to get out in the trenches with the retailers. And I always tell my personal stories of what I've been through. I mean, you in the introduction, you talked about how, I'd lived an unhealthy lifestyle before I came into the industry, and I ended up with, a mild case of IBS, but still IBS nevertheless. But there were some things that helped me along the way, and there's so many times that I'll open up about something that I'm going through, and someone will go, hey, I'm dealing with that. How did you remedy? Like, I was dealing with high blood pressure. I don't want to go off topic too much, but I was dealing with high blood pressure, and my doctor, for the first time in my life, about 7 months ago, said, your blood pressure is a little elevated. And he immediately wanted to put me on a script, and I told him no. I said, doc, you know what I do for a living, so give me 6 months. Let's see what I can do to lower it. And I lowered it on my own, and it's so empowering. So I constantly talk to folks about my own challenges and what I've done to remedy them.
What's interesting is I've been doing this a long time, and I do a lot of traveling, and I educate out in the field, and I have a tendency, if I'm doing like a webinar or I'm doing a PowerPoint, and you'll see me all of a sudden stop, and people that know me in the audience are like, oh, there he goes. And I bring in a lot of, real life stories, because those are the things that we relate to. And then a lot of people get to the point and they're like, oh, good, I'm not the only one.
Yeah, exactly. And there's so many things that you and I and your listeners are going to face at some point in our lives, right? As you get older, our bones start to deteriorate. We lose, bone. So that's a common thing. A lot of us are going to end up with high blood pressure at some point. And it may happen when you're 40. It may happen when you're 50. I met young men and women in their 20s with high blood pressure. I was like, oh, my God. So, but there are so many things that we can do nutritively, supplementally, things to avoid to control all of these disorders. And we just need to share that information.
No, I agree 100%. And, somebody just chimed in, and this is a really good question, and I'm going to answer it the way that I want to answer it. Then I'd like your feedback. She said, I had a bad knee for a long time, and I finally had joint replacement. So as I'm listening to you now, I think to myself, since that joint was replaced, would I still be a candidate for joint vibrance? Now, my answer is, if your body already knew how to break down one joint, you probably do have already wear and tear on other joints. You just might not be to the noticeable stage yet. So if your body knows how to do it, it's going to do it again.
Yep, absolutely. So there are so many joints that we have. So one knee replacement, it's past us, it's behind us. It happened. You've had it replaced, and that was the remedy. But you're right, there are so many other joints to be concerned about, and we need to protect them. So, rebuilding and understanding that as we get older, we don't gain hydration, we lose hydration.
Right.
Especially if you're not hydrating and drinking enough. We also break down, we don't grow cartilage and connective tissue without feeding your joints. So you have to feed them amino acids in abundance, and the only way you can find amino acids in abundance is from collagen. So, yeah, absolutely. You have to, at some point, really start to pay attention to the nutritional needs of your joints. And probably the single most important ingredient in joint health is boron. Now, boron is in Joint Vibrance. We have it in probably three or four products because of the research we looked at on boron. And the research that we found is that there are countries around the world that have high boron in their soil and in their water. And those are the countries that have very little to no arthritis. And the countries that have no boron in the soil or no boron in the water have very high incidence of arthritis. And the two countries that come to mind are Jamaica and Israel. So Jamaica has 70% of the population reports to have arthritis. And if you look at their soil and water, it's less than 1 milligram of boron that they get a day in the food that they eat from the soil and water.
Wow.
And the same thing, conversely, in Israel. Israel consumes 12 to 15 Israelis that live and born, that were born, live in Israel, consume 12 to 15 milligrams of boron a day, and their incidence of arthritis is less than 1%. And it's just mind-boggling when you look at this. It's like, wow, this is irrefutable evidence that boron is the key. So just for all the listeners out there, boron is very inexpensive. We happen to have a form that's bioidentical to what's found in fruits and vegetables. It's an ingredient called calcium fructoborate, and you'll see that in the Joint Vibrance formula. We have it in there as 3 milligrams of boron, but I recommend taking more. Boron is just phenomenal at preventing arthritis and really helping folks with joint health.
Another question, you know, what's happened over the years, and I'm at my 40-year mark now, is that formulas were at one time, and up until recently, and probably even in some cases still today, dosages and serving sizes were based on a 110 to 135-pound woman and the men's formula 140 to 170-pound man. Well, I'm sorry, that's not the world anymore. People are bigger. So my question is, what if you want to take more because you're a bigger person and your body is like, this is a training doses, I need more?
Yeah, absolutely. And that's one thing that I'm most proud of with Vibrant Health Formulas is that it's one of our guiding principles, right? Food for ingredients, not isolated nutrients. We're really focused on food versus USP nutrients. Now, when it comes to food, your body will typically do one of three things with the nutrients in food. It'll either utilize a nutrient, store the nutrient if it doesn't need to utilize it at this point in time, or just excrete it, get rid of it. So taking more is not a bad thing at all, especially if you're saying, hey, I'm a bigger guy or I'm a bigger gal, and I'm looking at the serving size here and it's saying one scoop, I think I want to do a little bit more. We typically call that pounding here at Vibrant Health. So especially when it comes to joint health, if I feel that my joints are a little bit broken, like I've broken down a little bit more than I usually do, I will take a scoop and a half, sometimes two scoops, maybe one in the morning, one at night. So taking more is not such a bad thing, especially if you know that you're safe when it comes to the supplement that you take because it's food-related or derived.
You know, and I think the wonderful thing is listening to your body. You know, I think most of us, you know, kind of like when our brakes are squealing on our car or something going on and we hear a noise, we turn up the radio because we're like, ugh, not today. I just can't deal with this today. I think we turn up the volume on other things to ignore our body, not even talking to us, but screaming at us. And maybe if we listen more, we could put out a small fire before it turns into a rapid, out-of-control fire.
Yeah, so I'm so happy you said that because sometimes, and that's why I think the importance of getting routine physicals or examinations or scans, body scans, are so important because you may not feel like something is going wrong. Just like you gave that analogy of someone who had a knee replacement that reached out to you and they wanted to know about their other joints and maybe they should go on some kind of regimen. They might not feel like something's deteriorating, but man, if they had an x-ray, they would see it. I remember seeing the x-ray that I had. I always had this back pain, probably about 4 or 5 years ago. So this is nagging lower back pain. And I didn't know what it was. But I went to, have my physical, and I said, I want a bone density scan. So I had that done, and it showed that I had a little bone loss in my lower back. And so I started doing some exercises to address it, started taking some additional boron, and that lower back pain went away in literally 3 to 6 months, gone.
Wow.
You know, it's just amazing to look at what's inside. So I like to tell your listeners, if you would allow me to, that to really start to, you know, take a look at what's inside and go to the doctor more regularly.
Well, you know, the way that I look at it is I don't believe in running the doctor for every hangnail, but I love diagnostic. And I think that if you're over 35, every year you should have your cholesterol checked, your blood pressure checked, your blood sugar checked, your vitamin D and omega-3 if possible. I think you should have your testosterone checked if you're a man, just to see where you are, your thyroid. I mean, just to find out where you are. Otherwise, aren't you just guessing?
You're guessing, exactly. Mm-hmm. Exactly. We have on the front of every one of our bottles, look what's inside, because we're really proud of the formulas that we create. But my wife and I were talking about that today, like, you know, what is Vibrant Health? How do we, you know, kind of put it in words? Like, what do we stand for? What is most important? And, of course, we're all about truth, trust, and transparency and labeling and full disclosure. But we're also about looking at what's inside, not just inside of our formulas, but inside of us. Like, we need to start doing that more. And it's all about diagnostics. You're absolutely right. That's what you should be going to the doctor for, mainly.
You know, and the other thing is, you know, when you start to see a difference, you may be one of those people that, you know, you don't ask questions, you don't go to a really good quality health food store, you grab something off a shelf from a drugstore or a bargain bin, and you're like, oh yeah, I've heard about this before, I'll give this a try. You know, nothing about the quality, the formula, nothing. So you try it for like one bottle, and you're like, eh, that didn't do anything. And then you just throw the entire industry under the bus, and you think to yourself, nothing is going to work. And the worst thing that I get is we lose people because of them not asking questions to find out the right path for them to follow.
Yeah, you talked about that earlier on the show before you introduced me about miscommunication and confusion.
Yeah,
I will tell your listeners that they really should be looking at supplementation that is transparent, formulas that truly fully disclose the ingredient list, no proprietary blends, but true full disclosure labels, so that they can see what's in it and they can ask questions from the store associate. You know, can you tell me a little bit about this form of boron? What is calcium fructose borate? Where does it come from? What about the mannose? How is that derived? What is, you know, I see that there are 5,000 milligrams. So it's nice to know the ingredient and also the dose that you would find in a product and ask those questions. So, yeah, there's unfortunately too much of the miscommunication and misinformation.
Well, you know, I was talking with someone the other day, and, you know, she's going back to school. She wants to be a naturopath, and she's studying and all that. And she said, you love to study. I said, I love to study. I said, when I went back to school, I spent every day for 11 months on a four-year program. I got it done in 11 months. I went every day to the library. I love to study. But I also have been in this industry long enough where the only information we had for the first 20 or so years was in the library. We didn't have internet. We didn't have Google. We didn't have any of this stuff. We didn't have phones. We didn't have computers. I mean, we had pieces of paper and books, and many of the reference books, we weren't even allowed to check them out. We had to use them at the library. So we fought for our information back then. So I mean, I learned how to study, and I learned how to get there early and grab the books that everybody wanted. But, you know, today, yeah. I mean, you have more things at your fingertips. What we also have today is a lot of misinformation. It's so confusing sometimes.
It is. But, you know, there are some places that you can go. Like,
true.
PubMed is probably the site that we trust here at Vibrant Health more than anything.
Me too.
Because when you go to PubMed, you can see peer-reviewed studies. So one university comes out with a study, that's great, and it shows that this ingredient is efficacious. Okay, wonderful. But unless it's peer-reviewed, it really isn't something you can hang your hat on. So PubMed is one of those places that I would recommend to your listeners if they're interested in as you said earlier, do your homework. Uh-huh. If they're interested in doing their homework, go on PubMed. Take an ingredient that you're interested in, like boron, for example, and research it.
Yep.
And find out a little bit, like what I found out. It was just, you know, to me it's like, I'm like you, because it's like reading, like I'm reading a sci-fi novel. It's just fascinating. So it's really cool to find out what's real. And the PubMed will show you what's real.
So keep in mind the Joint Vibrance, the UT Vibrance, and of course we do definitely need to talk about the Green Vibrance. You know, when I was growing up, I mean, my mother never used to have to tell me twice, I love vegetables. You know, I am a huge greens eater, but I would never rely on my vegetables today. And the reason that I say that is people ask me all the time, and I think it's a really good lead-in for the quality of this product. They'll say, do you believe in organic? And I'll say, yeah, but probably not for the reason you think. Yeah. And that always piques their curious interest. So they're like, what do you mean? And I said, I love organic produce. I get it frozen and fresh when I can. But the reason I get it is not because I really think it's better, because it's still grown in some of the denatured soils that we have. I get it because of what's not in or on it, pesticides and chemicals. To me, that's really important. And it also means that as much as I try to eat as many green vegetables as I can, they're still coming from a lot of soils that are very denatured, naked, stripped down, and like blank canvas. So I supplement greens. I supplement them into my diet. And the reason I do is because I can't rely on the vegetables and fruits I'm getting, organic or not.
Yeah. There's a handbook called Handbook Number 8 that's been published by the U.S. Department of Agriculture for the past 50 years. And if you look at Handbook Number 8, let's say in the year 1950, and compare it to the Handbook Number 8 in the year 2000, you can look at the nutrient density of our fruits and vegetables and how they've differed over the years. So, for example, broccoli, if you look at 1950 compared to the year 2000, has lost 52% of its magnesium. That's shockingly high. And every single nutrient has some declination in the amount of either vitamins or minerals. And it's in particular minerals we're talking about here. So really interesting to see that. And then when you look at that, you realize that, wow, so since we're not really rotating our crops properly, nutrient density of our fruits and vegetables has been continually dropping, which for us means that supplementation is no longer optional. It's mandatory. We have to supplement because we're not getting the nutrients the way we used to. But another point that you made about, you know, why you take organic, and it's the same reason why I think many folks do. They don't want the pesticides, the herbicides, or the other contaminants that are found in today's farmed foods that are conventional. So, but doesn't mean that organic is the best. We found that some of the ingredients that we are sourcing that are wild-crafted or wild-harvested are more nutrient-dense than you would find in organic. Organic is popular. So organic farming is sometimes still not rotating crops properly. and crop rotation is critically important not to allow the soil to go fallow or to plant something else. Will constantly strip one mineral out of that soil that will be, stripped over and over and over again. If you keep growing potatoes in the same soil, it will keep stripping the same mineral that it needs to grow. So you should always rotate your crop so that you allow the soil to replenish itself.
No, and that's very, very true. And, and I grew up in the country where they would grow one crop, and then the next year they would rotate it over and they'd have something else in there the next time. But they knew what they were doing back then. And today it's everything's about fast and redder and riper and bigger and as quick as you possibly can. And, what you're doing is you're leaving a lot of steps behind, but you're also creating a lot of voids and black holes.
Yes, and it's interesting when you start to really analyze the food industry, the farm industry. It's big business. So the U.S., I think of 75% of all fruits and vegetables that we get in the U.S. come from the San Joaquin Valley. Well, the San Joaquin Valley in California also feeds the world. It exports fruits and vegetables all over the world. So when it comes to ensuring proper crop rotation or just allowing the soil to go fallow and not planting anything in there for a season, it just doesn't happen as much as we'd like to see it. So unfortunately, we're still losing nutrients from our soil, and it's increasing at a more rapid rate, unfortunately.
I just had someone ask, they said, if I was to have my smoothie in the morning, could I put the Green Vibrance and the joint in there together, do they get along? Do they play well?
That's a good question. You know, my wife does that. And we found that over the years, many of the folks in our employ and many of the associates at the store level and consumers, they'll either, you know, take Green Vibrance in the morning and then Joint Vibrance at night, and then said one day, hey, listen, let me just, can I combine the two? And yeah, absolutely, you can combine the two, not just for expedience, but just because they work well together too. Mm-hmm. So yeah, initially we thought it would probably not be best to mix proteins. There was some of that belief many years ago that we would want to take Joint Vibrance separately all the time, 100% of the time, but no. Upon further research, assimilation can be achieved by taking both of them for joint health as well as general health and wellness.
I have someone that just chimed in. She says, I am not a smoothie person, so in the morning I mix the Green Vibrance with yogurt, and then I add my frozen organic fruit. I have that in the morning, and then in the evening I take my joint and I put it in plain yogurt with my favorite frozen organic fruit. Love it.
Huh. Interesting. So that's something similar to what we do, too. I tend to take my Green Vibrance in the morning, actually either Green Vibrance or Maximum Vibrance, which I take most of the time because of the additional protein. But I'll do the same thing, frozen fruit, a banana, because I want to make sure my potassium is up. I don't know if your listeners know this, but we're supposed to get 4,800 milligrams of potassium a day, which sounds absurd, considering a banana has about 800 milligrams of potassium. So, you know, watching potassium is important. But the banana really smooths out the smoothie in the morning. So I do the frozen fruit, the banana, yogurt as well, and some almond milk. And that is just like the best smoothie in the world. And it's pretty much breakfast, if you will.
Okay. You know, I think one of the things that I like about the line is that the labels are easy to understand. They're, you know, Green Vibrance with vibrant labels, you know, because today things have to be attractive to the eye. And, you know, not every store out there is like a Stay Healthy, where you walk in and you have people to help you and answer your questions and direct you and make sure you're heading the right way. There are many stores around the country that don't have a lot of people on their floor, so people have to walk into sections and pick something up on their own and then maybe ask questions. You want to pick this up because it's the way that it is spelled out, it's intriguing. And it's easy to understand, and it's not confusing in the middle of a very confusing world.
Yeah, that's really key to us here at Vibrant Health. We're all about education.
Yep.
Actually, one of our guiding principles is education before marketing. We really want, you know, if we're not educating, I don't know what it is that we're doing in this industry. And we have to be good stewards, and educating is part of that, right? It's a part of being a good steward. So, looking at what's inside is really important. We encourage, consumers every day to pick up the bottle, look at what's inside, compare and contrast it to other offerings on the market, and then decide. You know, it's almost like, you know, when you talked about how you eat organic, really because of the pesticides, and you don't want to have that, and the herbicides, and all of that stuff. But when you buy organic, you're also voting, right? So it's kind of like the same thing. When you pick up the bottles and you don't just buy based on hype or marketing, you look at the products and look at what's inside, you're actually voting on what you think is best based on what you read on the label, not based on what someone suggests, but doing your homework.
If you had to sum up, we got about a minute here. We went right through the breaks. I can't believe it. If you had to sum up the philosophy that you have behind this company, what would it be?
So we have 10 guiding principles, and in a minute I couldn't cover them all, but they're on our website at vibranthealth.com. But really, we're known for three things, right? So comprehensive formulas add effective potencies. If you put enough into a formula, you make the formula comprehensive, make sure the ingredients are in there at effective potencies, whether it's for general health and wellness or for a specific condition like urogenital health or joint health, the formula will work. You just have to put enough into it, right? So that's first and foremost. That's number one. Number two, do it in a transparent way. fully disclose what's in the formula by having a full disclosure label, that's where it's at, because then customers can compare and contrast on their own, right? And then lastly, be dynamic. Don't create these static formulas. So Vibrant Health's formulas are dynamic by design. They evolve as our understanding of nutritional science evolves. And that's why you'll notice version numbers on every product that we manufacture, because they keep getting better.
Well, I just want to thank you. This has been it was fun. You and I are on the same wavelength, so it's easy to chat. I thank you so much for this line of products. And at the same time, thank you for the quality and the integrity and the consistency of the formulas. And I look forward to our next chat.
Thank you, Dr. Burke. It's a pleasure.
Have a great day.
Take care now. Bye-bye.
My guest today brought to you by Green Vibrance. Ted is he's got a great passion. And I got to tell you, that's good stuff. And I think that you're going to be able to really learn a lot about what's going on in the industry. Just by listening to, you know, his wonderful passion. And I think that that's great. I want one thing for us to remember is that are we heading in the right direction? Are we not heading in the right direction? Are we putting ourselves into a high quality way of living? Are we doing the right things? Are we taking the right supplements? Are we doing the right foods? Are we doing all the good stuff or not? You know, I think it gets confusing for many of us. We're not really sure where we're going, and I think a lot of us have put it on the back burner for so long that we may not know exactly where we're heading. And I think that that's, you know, a very, very frustrating thing for a lot of us. But I think bottom line, if you ask anyone, they're going to tell you, yes, I'm looking for good quality food. Yes, I would like to feel better. Yes, I would like more energy. Yes, I'd like to have a better immune system functioning, you know, but I don't think anybody is sitting in the situation where they're not really heading in a correct situation. Now, what do we do? Well, I think the first thing we need to do is ask questions. The second thing, we need to make sure that we are asking of people that can answer them correctly. That's why I send you to Stay Healthy Health Food Store. Stay Healthy is Las Vegas's oldest independent health food retailer. And I think that a lot of times we need to make sure that, you know, you go somewhere where you can get your questions answered. And I think we need to make sure that we are doing everything we possibly can. Stay Healthy will help you with that. They have a great webpage, stayhealthylasvegas.com, where you can print a coupon. You can also leave your email address, and you can definitely start getting their newsletters and stay in touch. And, of course, liking them on Facebook will keep you connected to them every single day. Stay Healthy is in their fourth decade. They are Las Vegas's oldest independent health food retailer, so they bring longevity. And because they carry only the best of the best products, you can't make a mistake. And you have a built-in support system every time you go in. And when it comes to your health, that's exactly what you should be trying to achieve. You'll find them at 840 South Rancho Drive in the Rancho Town and Country Center. They're on the northwest corner of Rancho and Charleston. Visit them Monday through Friday from 9 to 7, Saturdays 9 to 6. They're closed on Sunday. The other thing you want to keep in mind is that it's very confusing out there, and they'll help you disseminate the quality from the misinformation. So remember to tune into my show Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 in the morning. If you can't tune in live, courtesy of Lotus Broadcasting and my awesome producer, all of my shows are recorded, podcast, and archived, and they're all on my webpage, drjeffreyburke.com. While you're fiddling around Facebook today, type in DR for Dr. Jeffrey Burke, JeffreyBurke. Come to my page, click the like button. You can send me questions and I will answer your questions right on my page. Let's stay connected because we're all trying to head in the right direction. And I'm going to make sure that you've got information to look at that might just help you in the process of getting healthy, being healthy, and staying healthy. So check out the full line of products from Vibrant Health, from Stay Healthy Health Food Store. I think you'll be real pleased with that. I think you'll be able to really get some good information. The products are 25% off, so make sure you ask for the discount. God bless. Thank you for tuning in to the Staying Healthy Radio Show. Remember to tune in Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 a.m. for the most up-to-date, relevant information on your health with the best guest in the industry, helping all of us to get healthy, be healthy, and stay healthy. For your convenience, podcasts of the show are now available at my website, drjeffreyburk.com. Simply click on the archive icon to make available on-demand podcast downloads. Make sure to visit Stay Healthy Health Food Store for all your nutrition needs. Stay Healthy provides reliable, responsible, relevant service every single day. I look forward to talking with all of you soon.